the physical awrat of the body. For a man, it's from the navel to the knee. There is khilaf as to whether the navel and the knee is included or not. If a person did not cover the navel and the knee, no problems. So the awrah is in between the navel and the knee, without the navel and without the knee. But you need to be careful not to pray with such things. Because if you went in sujood, most definitely most of your thigh would be exposed. As a result, the entire salat is invalid. So you need to be aware of this. As for a woman, her entire body is awrah. All of it, in the presence of non-mahram men. There is khilaf concerning the hands and the face, but yani, an intellect, a sensible person, a person of reason, trying to understand the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, would know that the entire beauty of a woman, where is it? In her face. More specifically of the face, where's the beauty? Within the face. Ahsant, mashallah, in the eyes. And this is why when Allah Azza wa Jal described al-hur al-'ayn, how did He describe them? Wahurun 'ayn. What does wahurun 'ayn mean? Hurun 'ayn is the name of these women, of the believers in the paradise, but that actually is describing their eyes. Al-hur is the blackness of the eye. Al-'ayn is the wideness of the eye and the extreme whiteness in the eye. So hur and ayn together, it's explaining and describing how wide the eye is and how extremely black it is from the inside and extremely white on the inside as well, where the white and the black is. Mujahid radiallahu anhu, he said, لِأَنَّهُ يُحَارُ الطَّرَفُ فِي حُسْنِهَا. He brings another meaning. He said it was called hur al-ayn because the eye is blown away from their beauty. But the idea I'm saying is that the beauty of a woman is in her face, more specifically the eye. So it only makes sense that the entire face should be covered and the entire woman should be covered, right? And when a person marries, he looks at the face. You don't look at the hand and then you suggest, khalas, I'll make a decision, I'll marry based on her hand. No one does that. Rather, you would look at the face. If the face had beauty and you were attracted to it, you marry on this basis. So, yani, the opinion of the covering of the face, very strong opinion. We don't want to go into that. People, of course, have studied this matter. Of course, the woman that, yani, this is related to them. And yani, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them the good choice and the right guidance to make the correct decisions. Now, and even if a woman was among her family and other women, remain covered. Remain covered. But if covering becomes a burden and a difficulty, then there's no issue. Yeah, the woman remains covered. This is what a woman is. Al-mar'atu awra. And if a woman is among women and she wanted to uncover, no problems. But she only uncovers the areas of wudu and the areas in where jewelry is placed. So, yani, some of the neck here, the places of al-wudu, the legs, and some of the shin, because that's a place of where jewelry is put, and the hair, and that's it.